Welcome back to the third and final hour of today's show. If you're only just tuning in, you can catch up via the podcast, and you really will want to go and recap some of what has transpired over the last couple of hours. Coming up shortly, Lee Hadjipantelis from Brighton's Lawyers with plenty to chat about today, as you can appreciate. Now, Brandy, I know your Adi Dassler story you thought was going to top the hour.
I did.
But I hold you back. Only
because there's a story that slipped in while the news was being read.
Breaking news. Have we got any music? Is there something that can accompany a breaking news story? Something. Because it deserves... If you're driving a car now, you probably should pull over. In particular, if you're a Dragons fan, I reckon you might want to pull over to have a listen to this. Here's the breaking news. No, that's not... You don't play a drum roll. That's where we have a competition winner. Can you have another crack at it?
Yeah.
Please, pull the car over. This is a breaking news
story. It's a rugby league story too.
A rugby league story out of the UK, or should I say more specifically out of France. It's with a player well known to the NRL fans who is playing for Toulouse, who are coming last in the Super League. The player, folks, now you can play the drum roll. The player is... Corey Norman. Folks, the news has just come through. He is facing a ban of at least 8 matches. Why is he facing a ban of at least 8 matches? Drum roll, please. Does it come as any surprise? Allegedly trying to stick his finger up an opponent's bum. The Toulouse halfback was put on report for the incident involving Warrington's Oliver Holmes during the 32-18 defeat in the latest round. Rugby football over there, league chiefs have walloped the Australian with the most severe grade F charge, which starts at an 8-match ban and is open-ended for what is termed other contrary behaviour. However, details on his record state it is for inappropriate contact. And Sun Sport, where Gary Carter's the person who broke this story on the Sun, understands it's for trying to insert his digit where it was not wanted, is what Gary Carter wrote. Beautiful, beautiful turn of phrase, Gary. He's a wonderful wordsmith.
Andrew, so, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why would he do something like this?
That's the sort of question I should be asking of you. Now, the leadership group is being turned on its head today. That you're asking me those sorts of questions.
How could he possibly?
He was caught on camera reaching between Oliver Holmes' legs as he made a challenge and then was placed on report by referee Chris Kendall. The match review panel has deemed it worthy of the most serious of charges. Now, when you think of blokes that have stuck fingers up the bums of opponents, John Hapawadi did it. Kenny Edwards did it. Ken got a 10-game suspension for doing the same on Sam Cassiano last year, which would be a... Big fingers. Anyway, this has been one hell of a show.
Is that the whole fist, Doc? Or what?
Rugby league, I say it all the time, but it just delivers and delivers and delivers. Rugby league never slips, but when it does, it's with one eye open. So there you go. Corey Norman, a ban at least of 8 matches for allegedly trying to stick his finger up an opponent's bum. And again, quoting... The Sun's Gary Carter, he said Norman was charged for trying to insert his digit where it was not wanted. My goodness, Corey Norman. And the team's coming last. That is rugby league areas all over again. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.